Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska State Troopers are investigating the death of a Quinnahawk girl. According to reports from KYUK and Alaska Public Media, troopers say 10-year-old Ida Gurley Aguchak had been reported missing about 5 p.m. Monday. A tribal police officer found her body at the village dump 2 hours later. Aguchak's family says someone in the community abducted and murdered her. According to a Facebook post announcing a crowdfunding campaign to help Aguchak's family, the girl had not returned home as expected Sunday night, and the family searched that night and then again on Monday until the tribal police officer found her body. Troopers say detectives with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation have taken over the case, and investigators flew to Quinnahawk on Wednesday. Spokespersons for the agency refused to answer any questions about the homicide. Quinnahawk Tribal Police have instituted a 9 p.m. curfew in the community. The Lower Yukon River village of Grayling has adopted strict measures to protect residents from contracting or spreading the coronavirus. Alaska Public Media reports that tribal leaders are asking residents to stay home and remain inside as much as possible. A community action plan passed by the tribal council suspends travel in and out of the community for 30 days, with the only exception for residents with serious medical conditions. It says anyone who leaves the community should expect to not be allowed to return for 30 days. In order to assist residents with buying enough essential food and cleaning supplies, the tribe is giving each household $250 from an emergency fund. Meanwhile, Tananaw Chiefs Conference Chief Victor Joseph says the regional service organization will be distributing money to dozens of communities to assist prevention efforts.
TCC is releasing a $7,500 emergency service response fund to each of our 37 federally recognized tribes to assist with the purchase of cleaning and our food supplies for members in their community.
Joseph says rural communities are at the end of Alaska's supply chain and are scrambling to submit orders to stores and urban hubs that are already contending with bare shelves. The funds will go to the tribes, who will handle purchasing the supplies they need. Joseph says it's not only Grayling that's making plans and taking steps to protect itself.
All our tribes are talking about, are meeting about it to discuss how they can reduce the spread of this disease in their communities. And rightfully so, when we look at our communities and the infrastructure, and you know, most of our homes out there don't have running water or connected to sewer. It's easy to transmit this disease just because we don't have the necessary sanitation systems that could help us eliminate these type of diseases.
Yesterday, phones in Grayling appeared to not be working, with repeated calls to the IRA and city offices turning up busy signals. I'm Dan Bross.